Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And news which is not quite earth-shaking, another Conservative former MP has turned his coat and joined Reform United Kingdom. In this case, it's Nadeem Zahawi. So Mr. Zahawi is best known for having been Chancellor of the Exchequer. That's the highest office he attained, but he only held that position for 2 months. It was the fag end of the Boris Johnson administration. And I suppose Zahawi's claim to fame is that he did more to bring down Boris Johnson than possibly anybody else. Because remember, the day after the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations ended, there was this attempt at a motion of no confidence against Johnson. It failed. Johnson won. He stayed. No Conservative leader survived more than 2 years after a vote of confidence, even when he's won it. Anyway, so he won it. And a month later, Rishi Sunak suddenly had an attack of conscience, and he said, oh, this Chris Pincher affair, you knew about that Conservative Member of Parliament, Chris Pincher, who was accused of sexually assaulting men. I've got no idea if it's true or false. And Johnson joking, Pincher by name, Pincher by nature. But the fact that you lied about when you were aware of the allegations, that's why I've got to resign from the cabinet. But obviously, Sunak was biding his time. It must have been orchestrated because several cabinet ministers resigned at the same day and junior ministers and blah, blah, blah. And Johnson, he'd lost Rishi Sunak, his Chancellor of Exchequer, a big beast. And I tipped him in 2020 as the next Prime Minister. Obviously, I was wrong, but one, because Liz Truss came for her interregnum. But anyway, so Johnson immediately appointed Nadeem Zahawi as Chancellor of Exchequer. And Nadeem Zahawi said, by the way, you need to resign. What? If you don't resign as Prime Minister, I'll resign as Chancellor of Exchequer because of the Chris Pincher affair. Well, if Nadeem Zahawi resigns or Johnson sacks him, Johnson would have to appoint a third Chancellor of Exchequer. There'll be three Chancellor of Exchequer in 1 day. If you're not from the United Kingdom, you probably won't know that's finance minister in any other country. But anyway, within hours, Johnson had accepted he had to fall on his sword because people resigning faster could be replaced. This cabinet minister has resigned. Right. Would you like to do that job? You wouldn't. Okay, ask someone else. Will you do the job? No, you won't. Ask. It was ludicrous. Anyway, but Liz Truss was one of those who stayed with him despite that. All right, so which is why he perceived as the continuity candidate in that leadership election that summer. Anyway, Zahawi, what's also a first about him is he's the first Conservative Member of Parliament to be born in Iraq. So he's born in Baghdad into a Kurdish family. He's obviously a Sunni Muslim. I'm not sure if he's practicing, but his father was governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. So a very wealthy family. They spoke fluent English, which was very unusual in Iraq in the 1960s. So his family fled Saddam Hussein when he came to office. So Nadeem Zahawi, he went to school in London and later University College London. So that's when he entered business. He doesn't seem to be used for his fluency in Arabic very much. He's best known for creating YouGov, which is a polling company, and eventually becoming its chief executive officer. So made an awful lot of money over that. So he's a self-made multi-millionaire. I think he was a friend of Lord Archer's in the early days. Partly he liked the way that Geoffrey Archer, conservative peer, novelist, was drawing attention to the plight of the Kurds who'd suffered genocide under Saddam Hussein. Because there's a big appeal to help the Kurds right after the Gulf War in 1991. All right. So he was active in the Conservative Party, and there are very few non-white people in the 90s in the Conservative Party, very few Muslims. Conservative councillor in Putney, where he lived. He'd stood in a no hope seat in 1997 for the Conservatives, you know, sort of rock solid Labour place. Eventually, he was elected MP for Stratford-upon-Avon, of course, Shakespeare's home, and the constituency of another scandal-struck scoundrel Conservative Member of Parliament, John Profumo. You cast your mind back to 1963, the Profumo scandal, him and Christine Keeler and Mandy Rice-Davies. I put it to you that Lord Astor denies there was any impropriety. He would, wouldn't he? Giving rise to the expression Mandy Rice-Davies would apply, as in he would, wouldn't he, as in dismissing an allegation. Actually, John Profumo ever never met Mandy Rice-Davies. Mandy Rice-Davies and Christine Keeler, two prostitutes, were at the center of the scandal. But yeah, so that Profumo was the MP for Stratford-upon-Avon in the 60s. All right, so Zahawi, he had it as a safe Conservative seat. He'd been in the number 10 policy unit before that, and he had various ministerial positions, as in parliamentary undersecretary for the for the COVID vaccines and things like that. He advocated for Brexit. So what else? So the obviously Conservative Party was keen to show a new image, the ethnic minority people, that immigrants, that Muslims were welcome at the highest levels of the Conservative Party. And Zahawi, he personified that. He was Education Secretary and so on. And finally, Chartered Exchequer. But as I say, then when a new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, came in, she appointed her old friend, Dr. Kwasi Kwarteng, for part of her disastrous tax cut campaign. I mean, he tried to get the Conservative leadership himself that summer, but he didn't manage to get nominated, didn't have 30 MPs to sign his nomination papers. Been chairman of the Conservative Party and had that sinecure, Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. I think it's because the Queen or the King is always Duke of Lancaster. They give someone that title when he or she actually carries out other roles. All right, so now he'd broken the ministerial code because he'd lied to, I think, the Prime Minister when he's appointed about the fact he's under investigation by Her Majesty's Revenue Customs over his tax affairs. I believe the HMRC eventually found his tax affairs were in order. I'm not suggesting there's any wrongdoing with him regard to his tax affairs. Okay, he was a backbench MP. He thought about standing again for his seat in Stratford Avon, but he didn't. So, yeah. He's married to a non-Muslim woman. They've got three children, and he's an equestrian into show jumping, and that's it. So actually, because he was originally Iraqi, he's been banned from entering the United States, where his children are studying. It shows you how preposterous it was. Then he was in trouble years ago in 2018. There's this dinner called the President's Club. Okay, it's an all-male dinner, and the waitresses were wearing slightly provocative outfits. And their allegations that some of these the men touched up against their will, okay, which would be shocking, okay. And some people say, he said he won't attend to that meeting again. And Angela Rayner said that he should resign from his post as parliamentary secretary for undersecretary in the Department of Education. But this is a bit preposterous. Okay, you were at a dinner when some people misbehaved. It's not your fault, is it? There are hundreds of people. That is absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, he did stay on. So that is Nadeem Zahawi. So, but is he not a reminder of the unpopularity of the Conservative and Unionist Party in office? And I don't think he's got a political future. Okay, they might make him a parliamentary candidate. But suppose that Reform does really, really well, and he's there to get 380 MPs, the highest projection for them. He might be one of those MPs. But the Reform UK doesn't want to be seen as just a toxic waste dump for failed Conservative members of Parliament. Remember, a quarter of people who are now saying they're going to vote Reform UK voted Labour last time. And some of them spit blood at the name of the Conservatives. So they don't want to have too many Conservatives too prominent in the party. They'd rather be their own party. So that's it. So, I mean, in the unlikely, he may not want to be an MP. And they say that he tried to get Conservative peerage and it's a case of sour grapes and wasn't going to get one. He turned his coat. It may be just the Conservatives are trying to like trash his reputation because he's turned against them. A defection of the party, I mean, that is not good usually, is it? Obviously, there's bad news for the Conservative Party, even though he's probably not going to do anything major in the party ever again. But it just shows that he thinks Reform UK is at least on the rise. But there we go. Farage wouldn't want to be overshadowed by these people. There is a bit of a Groucho Club principle. Some people wouldn't be allowed into the party. Reform UK said they would not allow Boris Johnson to join. He loosened the immigration rules, leading to mass immigration. Liz Truss was a walking disaster zone. They wouldn't allow her to join. They have allowed Nadeem Zahawi to join. So they don't want these people to be too prominent. They don't want these Johnny-come-latelys to get very far. They want people who were true believers who joined a long time ago before it was obvious that they had a fairly major future. Okay, because even in 2024, it wasn't clear they were going to get any MPs at all. Remember, UKIP got 14% of the vote at one stage and got one MP. So breaking through is very, very difficult. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.